Hello, welcome to another podcast from Master Investor. Glad to be here again with another valuable talk on money, business, and investing. My name is Jose. I'm the founder of the company and brand. If you're new to our podcast, make sure to subscribe and follow us on all other social media platforms. Click the link in the description so that you have access to our digital courses, products, and other tools to help us build the asset column. Ultimately, to have passive income and capital gains income coming in from our asset column with companies that we control, that you control, right? Our members control. We're all building our asset column together independently, but we're all sharing the tools, resources, networks, and everything that is working so that we can all get ourselves to the next level financially. Everybody's wealth number is different. We need to all figure that out on our own. And that's why here at Master Investor, we learn about the new rules of money, how to put systems together, the difference between assets and liabilities. We understand how to use debt to get wealthy instead of just having bad debt. We also have good debt. We know how to raise capital successfully because we're actively always asking the banks and other sources of money to invest in the sound assets that we're putting together. And it's all about learning how to read financial statements. Our mission here at Master Investor is to elevate the financial well-being of humanity through high-quality financial education made simple. We look at opportunities to build passive income and true wealth. Every day counts. I cannot stress enough to all of us here at Master Investor to get started right now. When we read something, when we learn something, whether it's through a podcast or looking at a video, by the way, we're also doing a live stream on YouTube right now and many other platforms. So if you're listening to this audio through our podcast, then make sure you go to our YouTube if you like to get more content, and you can also see whatever we're doing on the screen. I'm sharing tools, resources. I'm showing our community how to use these tools, how to build the assets, how to create digital assets, and how to put them in the marketplace, and how to start building the asset column specifically. So it's a cool space to come in and also just get more content financially. Make sure you go over there, interact, share it with the team. You need to get people around us that, you know, like-minded people in your team, in your corner, because the five people that we hang around with every single day, they hold our future. So we need to make sure that those people are either our mentors, right? We could have more than five mentors, as many as we can. I always encourage all of us to go out there and look for communities and mentors that have already been where we want to be. Okay, we have to be very careful who we listen to. Not everybody is a fit for us. So pick our mentors wisely. We have 24 hours a day. We need to be very strategic about how we play those 24 hours. Time is the most precious asset we all have. If you're an existing partner of Master Investor, welcome back to our community. I appreciate your time here because at the end of the day, we're doing exactly what majority people will not do, which is invest in our financial education. And that's what the main issue is in the entire world. That's why people struggle with money, because they lack financial education due to the fact that the school systems are not made to build wealthy entrepreneurs and inside investors. They're not made to teach or show the data that we're explaining here in our channel. Why? Because the school system back in 1902, 1903, we can check the reference on Google, the Rockefeller family took over the school system and over the board. And they instilled a mission, and we can look it up on Google, and basically says that their mission is to create two types of people, employee and a soldier. Employee to work for the corporation of the rich, and a soldier to defend the corporations of the wealthy, right? The government, etc. And our companies, right? People that come and look for work. So there are some people that are born to do certain types of jobs. We need them, you know, we need a great doctor, we need great, etc., right? If you're a professional and you really thrive on that, then great. You're living through your passions. That's what we're here to do. However, I still encourage you to learn how to invest, because at some point, you may not want to continue show up to make that money, because that's called earning income. So there are three different types of income that exist. We talk about it all the time. Earned income is number one, that comes from a job, and that is taxed at the highest bracket. The next type of income comes from investing, is capital gains income. And then the next type of income is also comes from investing, is called passive income or positive cash flow. Rule number one in our community is that we work to build passive income and make money work hard through sound investing, which in return will bring us also capital gains income, because certain asset classes will only give us capital gains income. However, with certain strategies that we also help people here at Master Investor understand that we can invest for passive income in certain asset classes that people can only make capital gains income because we have a higher level of financial education. And we talked about that yesterday on our live stream and also on our podcast, how to create, I think it was yesterday or the day before. But we did one, if you haven't watched it, go back, because if you like to invest in stocks, then that article is for you, okay? Because this article will teach you how to get dividends and how to also invest for passive income and get rent every single month as if you were holding a home or real estate property. And even if the stock goes down its value, we still cash flow. So it's all about having assets that actually produce passive income even when the value of the asset goes down. That is a true cash flow in asset. That's what we're looking for, right? To do well in any type of market, but we need to actually be financially educated to be able to accomplish that. So the number one step is to get started in our inner circle. If you're interested to take your life to the next level financially, right? Get one of our digital courses, check out all the links in the description, and then make sure that you begin to take the necessary steps towards your first digital asset. So whether it's incorporating a company, maybe you don't know what you're going to be selling, but it doesn't matter. Incorporate a company, hopefully it's not under your name, unless you want to turn your name into a brand. I highly suggest people just to create a brand separate from their personal name. First, in order to create a true brand, we need to learn how to separate ourselves from that brand, because we want that brand to continue to work even whenever we're not here. That's a true brand. Like, think of Coca-Cola, Nike, Adidas. A lot of people don't even know the owners of these companies, but they know the brand. They know their products. They know their slogans. And so we need to pay attention to those companies, and we need to understand what it is that we want to build. Try to create a name, something that maybe you can turn into a brand. Think of a clever name, something that can be here even 200, 300 years from now. We have to bulletproof the future with thinking ahead and in reverse engineer, because we have artificial intelligence, things are moving very quickly. So we need to have something that is catchy, that sticks, that speaks the product, if possible, something that can be unforgettable for the viewer, for the end user. And then we can start building a business that turns into a brand, because in order for us to do that, we need to have a business that has intrinsic value, which means it's protected in some way or another through legalities, maybe the logos register, a patent, intellectual property, a combination of all of them. And it has something that is unique that no one else can take. None of the competitors can take that because it's unique from that company. It's trademark, right? So we need to protect those assets. We need to protect that in order for that company to be valuable and to attract other eyeballs that would like to invest in that company, because maybe eventually we want to turn that company into a public company, and that makes the ultimate investor, okay? And that's always a good practice to do that as well, to have a company that is so attractive that people want to invest in the stocks on it, right? And so we turn it into a public company so other people can get in. Many ways we can get knowledgeable about money, okay? By starting to invest is the first step. And as I said earlier, we don't have to be great to get started, but we need to get started to be great. And we need to study the great and become greater, because we have better technology, we have better foods, more clean, right? Our communication is faster than ever before. We can tap into many different markets around the world, worldwide. I mean, this live streaming is amazing as well. Think about it. We're live right now and we're having a good time. We're giving a good message. We're learning how to build the asset column, how to create total freedom. A lot of people go to sleep early to get up to go to work. and they do that for many, many years. And this is a way for them to come out, okay? And we can actually all share our experiences to become more knowledgeable in regards to money. And that's what we're doing here in our community, so that we can all become aware of how to create true wealth, which means that we have total freedom. It's not money that makes us wealthy, it's who we are internally. That's what makes us valuable. So this is the season to become smarter. I want us to read every day something about business, about health, and then we need to contribute something to the world to become more happy. We need to solve problems. We need to contribute, right? And that's how we increase our happiness and our love and our lives. We need to help other people's lives become better. And when we do that, our lives become automatically better. And we need to always plant that seed in that asset column, even if we're starting small. You'd rather start right now than look back in a year from now, 2 years from now, and you maybe come back to a video again, and you see this entire community growing, because we are growing around the entire world. I mean, our analytics shows countries that we're not even aware of. I mean, we have countries all over in each continent. Everybody's playing our content, and we're going to improve every single day. So when you get in today in any of our digital courses, this is what's going to happen next. You will have the digital course, right? It's assets that comes with that digital course. The ebook is one of those assets, because every book that we have written has turned into a digital course, a vivid digital course, and it will continue to grow. And any other asset that we add in there after you get in, you will always have access to those assets for free. At no additional cost at all, regardless of how much we're going to charge in the future, because as we add more assets, the price of that digital course will increase, okay? So in a year from now, we're gonna have a lot more assets, so the price is not gonna be the same. Today, get in right now, because you get in it for a fraction than what it's gonna be very soon. We're going to add exclusive interviews with celebrities, wealthy entrepreneurs, young entrepreneurs, leaders, and people that can actually share golden nuggets, emphasizing on the topic of that specific digital course and ebook, okay? And then also we're adding more artificial intelligence assets to ultimately help us even build more of our asset column. And of course, emphasize on that topic. And we're going to do that with each digital course. So we have three ebooks right now, the 10 new rules of money, how to build cash flow with the internet, turn passive income on, and how to invest in crypto to build wealth. Understanding Bitcoin and blockchain. Remember today, crypto is not just an asset anymore or in an asset class to invest for capital gains income. Today, crypto is also a currency. Crypto is the new money in town, and we need to adopt that fact. We need to understand that, okay? And we need to use crypto as a way to become wealthier, hedge for inflation, and also for down economies in certain different markets, because there are five different asset classes. Number one, real estate. Number two, business. Number three, crypto. Number four, paper assets. Number five, commodities. They all require financial education. Here in South Master Investor, we're helping everyone become smarter on each asset class. Okay, so we have broken down each asset class with different materials, products, and services to help us understand. So whatever we need as we grow in our wealth, we're gonna come here to our catalog and grab whatever it's that we need, okay? So we have literally built the bridge from the poor mindset to the wealthy mindset. When it comes to money, we have two types of mindset, the poor mindset, the wealthy mindset. There are three classes in America, okay? Economic classes, right? The poor, middle class, and the wealthy class. Now, when it comes to the mindsets, there are two mindsets. Okay, so the poor mindset has the middle class and the poor class in them, because they are exchanging time for money. And maybe they're not poor in the sense that they lack money, but they lack freedom. Okay, so that's what determines if somebody's poor or no. If you don't have freedom, but you have money, that means that you're poor, right? Because you don't have the best thing of all, which is total freedom, free will to do whatever we want. So we have to focus on building assets that are producing passive income and capital gains income without us being in those assets. And I gave you a good way to test it whenever we want to build an idea into a business. And that is through the eye of the needle. right? So think of a needle, and it has a little hole at the top of that needle where we put the string. Well, in that hole, we need to push our idea, whatever idea we have. If we want to truly push it through the test, if it's going to be a successful business, we have to push that idea through the eye of the needle. If it can go through that, without us, of course, because we can't fit in there. It has to go through that eye of a needle. If it can't go without us, and that's the first test that it failed, that means it's not really a business. It's going to require us to be there. So it's not a system of systems. So the idea has to go through that eye of the needle, and it has to come out the other side without us in there. Can it work? If the answer is yes, then we can get to work so that we can put the systems together and begin to get those direct sales coming in. Because a business is built to solve a problem and primarily to raise capital by solving that problem. So it's raising capital from the front end through direct sales, and then from the back end, because we have a successful business that is established with the 8 integrities of a wealthy business, and we talk about them inside of our ebook, How to Build Cash Flow with the Internet Turn Passive Income On. Those 8 integrities are mission, team, leadership, cash flow, communications, systems, legal, and product. A lot of people say, I have the best idea, the best product. It's not just that. It takes all of those 8 integrities. And you can learn about them inside of our digital course and ebook, How to Build Cash Flow with the Internet. Look for the link somewhere in the description and you'll have access to that. Invest in your financial education, because it's a win-win. At the end of the day, it's something that is going to be with us forever, and we have additional assets that are going to come into that digital course. And in the future, we might have even events. So whoever gets that digital course will be able to get to that event. That will be our face card, right? That will be a way to make sure that only members will come in from that digital course, and we'll have a special guest and so forth, and we'll make them exclusive, and we can partner up with different deals. If you're bringing in capital and different things like that, we can look at different deals together, and then we can all figure out if there's something lucrative, right? Because this will be a networking event where you're going to meet other like-minded people, and you never know. This is what it takes, okay, to build wealth. Building wealth takes a team. It's a team sport. If you try to do it by yourself, then you're gonna fail, okay? And we always need those people around us. Regardless of how good we are, we cannot think that we can do it alone, because that is just the wrong mindset to have. We need to have a successful business that runs on itself, because it has systems and it has the right people in place, okay? And we need to continue to do financial education, because it's always about going back to the master, to the basics, to master the rules of money, right? And we need to update them, because everything is evolving, and we need to adapt and change and unlearn what we learned yesterday and learn the new data today. And some people might have a problem with that, but I'm here to tell you, be comfortable. And if it makes you feel uncomfortable, that means we're growing, and that is a good position to be. Be comfortable by being uncomfortable. In many occasions, we will feel uncomfortable as we're growing our wealth, because we're learning, we're growing. We're not shrinking, we're expanding. Today's topic is going to be real estate investments, pros and cons. Buying real estate has many benefits and few drawbacks. We must be aware of those and the actions required to begin. Summary: having the right mindset is essential to become wealthy. Learn to question ourselves, how can we afford it? Rather than saying one can't afford it. Beginners may find investing intimidating, particularly when it comes to raising the necessary funds, but with experience, it gets easier. There are various methods to raise money for our first rental property. Here's a beginner's expert guide to find money where others do not. Do we question if investing in real estate is the right move for us? We must learn how to adore investing in real estate. We can always start small and grow to bigger deals. The important point is that we take the first step and continue on to the assets that we are building or acquiring generate positive cash flow, passive income, and capital gains income. And I want to add also the second thing that we need in order to turn a business into a brand. Ultimately, commercial real estate is also a business, right? Commercial real estate is a business operation. We have tenants, it has a financial statement, okay? So the other thing that we need in order to turn a business into a true brand is by not only having intrinsic value, like I said earlier, protecting the logo, protecting the product, whatever we're making that other people cannot take from us, the formula, right? And that is a patent or etc. And then we need to have business integrity, meaning that is raising capital, that is bringing direct sales. We're here to make a profit because we're solving a problem, and that is capitalism. We live in a capitalism system, and the world works with that system, and we need to adhere by that and become a capitalist, because once we do that, then we are a master investor. We are an inside investor, because that's the highest level of an investor, is to become a capitalist. That's a master investor. And it has nothing to do with making millions or billions of dollars or trillions of dollars. Like I said earlier, wealth is measured with time, not with dollars necessarily. Because there are a lot of people that have dollars in the bank account, but they're not free. They still have to show up to work tomorrow. In fact, they're sleeping right now because it's around 1:40 in the morning. So to get up in the morning to go to work. And some of them hate that job. So this is for anybody anyway. This is not just for people that don't like their job. This is for people that are also making tons of money and they just want to learn how to invest. This is for everybody, okay? And I truly believe that everyone should practice investing in real life, not to give your money away. And that's why we can start small. So if you're afraid, it's because you don't know something. That's when we have fear. So when we're thinking of the unknown, we have to attack the fears. And I learned that long time ago when I was a kid. Attack my fears. If you fear something, good fears, right? It's because it's our calling. There's something that we need to learn on the other side. So just make sure that we're focusing on the asset column. Don't cut expenses. Don't shrink when it comes to building your wealth. Okay, even the situation that you're in right now, it could possibly be that you're saying, okay, you need to get out of this bad debt. Maybe no, maybe our things that you like to have, those things that are creating bad debt or those liabilities that you have, maybe those things are positive for your life, right? Maybe there are hobbies, maybe there are things that you like, maybe a car that you like to drive and so forth. And there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, we can obtain all of that for free by using good debt. Just focus all your energy on that asset column so that we can increase the passive income and capital gains income, and we can pay for all those expenses with that type of income, meaning that we're not working, our assets are working for us doing the selling and telling, so that we can go ahead and enjoy life. And that's the way to do it. When we master how to make money work hard through sound investing, because we have the financial education, we're not giving our money away to anybody, we're actually doing ourselves, we have an actionable plan that we do every single day. We are investing in different asset classes, right? And we are building passive income. We're seeing the passive income come in. We can touch it. It's liquid because that is direct sales. We need to master direct sales through systems. We're going to learn how to do that here, okay? Including real estate, it requires us to use the internet, use the systems. And everything that we're explaining is to lay the foundation of creating assets that really produce passive income and capital gains income in any type of economy. And when we diversify, we want to diversify among the five different asset classes that exist so that we can protect ourselves from down economy and hedge for inflation. Inflation is our friend, remember, for the financial educator one. We use inflation as a fuel to get more money for less interest, for dirt cheap debt, so that we can create more passive income and capital gains income and reach infinite return on investment. That's when we're using 100% financing, or we either recoup our initial capital invested back, we still control the asset, and we still collect passive income and capital gains income. That is infinite return on investment. I want us to write that in our memory bank for sure and have it there present, because infinite return on investment is a big goal when it comes to investing, whether we start small, right? So if we're investing this amount of money, how much and how fast will I get that money back, right? How much I'm going to get back the first month or the first week, the first day, how fast it's going to take me to get the money back. And at that point is when I reach infinite return investment, because none of my money is into the deal. And that's the holy grail of investing. So the more money we use from the bank, the more we're tapping into infinite return investment. And that is printing money for nothing, literally, legally. When the time comes to move on a bigger properties, we will acquire a 6-unit apartment complex and so on. Actually, the bigger, the easier in many instances to raise the capital for it, and usually has higher returns on investment. We now own over 20 apartment buildings. We began out in tiny and grew with time, as we can see. We now have almost no successful real estate investor who didn't begin modestly. We will soon find out why. So we start small, we begin, we build the first digital asset, we get our first property. If we have a house, then we can turn that property into an Airbnb property, right? You can get out of that house, rent a room somewhere, collect the rent from the tenants or from the tourists that are coming in through Airbnb. Now you're getting 3 times more, 4 times more than the mortgage itself. Now you're using the leftovers, which is your positive cash flow after all expenses are paid every single month, the mortgage and everything. Now you're using that as an expense. We're treating the excess of cash flow as an expense, unless we're building that to pay for a liability that we want to obtain for free. Eventually we will do that, and we will direct that into a liability that we have. But in order to become truly wealthy, we have to treat our excess of cash flow as an expense, meaning that we have a job for that money to work in an asset. We're going to acquire or build an asset, a new asset that will produce passive income or capital gains income into our pockets without us working, of course. Otherwise, it's not an asset. Therefore, we're treating that excess of cash flow as an expense, not as an asset. Remember that. An asset is something that, like, is a reward, so we will spend it in a liability. But unless we're doing that, because we're building an asset to pay for all of our liabilities, but we want to, of course, compound as much as possible on that asset column, because we want to tap into the velocity of cash flow. That's when we have freedom units just print the money for us, like, day in, day out, nonstop. To be clear, by real estate, we mean rental properties that generate a positive cash flow. Examples of this type of property include single family homes, duplexes, triplexes, apartment buildings, office buildings, retail establishments, shopping centers, storage facilities, warehouses, mobile homes, more than those in a moment, and so forth. It is critical to understand that investing opportunities extend far beyond a conventional home. However, if the person has a home that is a liability in their financial statement, meaning that they're paying for every single month with their earned income, that they're working hard for every single day at their job that they maybe don't like or they maybe like, then that person could turn it into an Airbnb, and now the home can begin creating passive income. The mortgage, taxes, and all expenses are being paid with the revenue of the business operation, the tenants or the tourists from Airbnb. Now the house is an asset because the debt has become good debt, as is creating passive income, and it is also the debts, and it's also the debt service is being paid by the business revenue and not us. So how we determine whether the debt is good or bad is who's paying for the debt. If the answer is us personally, like we have to go work at a job to pay for them, that's bad debt. However, if the debt is going to be paid with a business revenue because we invested that debt into that asset, into that business operation, and it's going to be paid by that revenue, then that is good debt, because it's the debt service is being paid on its own through the revenue of the asset which we used to acquire, and it's also giving us positive cash flow. Whether it's $25, $100 after all expenses, if we're using the bank's money and we're getting $25 every single month, well, that's positive cash flow. That is literally good debt. Then we can accurately say that the house is printing money legally for us, and it is freedom. For us, a financial educated inside investor knows how to get everything for free legally by simply building or acquiring a cash flow and asset that will take care of the cost for liabilities and any other expenses. Benefits of investing in real estate. Now let's explore the various benefits of real estate investing. Number one, OPM, other people's money, leverage. Do we believe that buying a property will need us to use our own funds or launch a GoFundMe campaign? Rethink that. In summary, the idea of OPM, other people's money, is as follows. The remaining funds will be provided by a bank, lending organization, or private individual if we put down 10% to 30% on the deal. And that 10% to 30% could also be paid with a credit card. So now we have 100% finance. So we can get a loan on the 80% or the 90%, whatever the bank is gonna lend us, and whatever we have to put down, if we have a credit card that covers that, we can use that credit card because debt is money, credit is money. Why? Because money is created with debt. August 15, 1971, President Nixon separated the gold standard from the US dollar. From that point forward, money became monopoly money, fiat money, a currency, paper money, fake, and just an idea backed up by confidence. It became debt. It's not longer real money. A lot of people still playing with the old rules of money. That's why we created the ebook, The 10 New Rules of Money. So we can update ourselves with the new rules of money and play the game with the right rules. Otherwise, we're going to struggle financially. But here's the point. We can have 100% finance on a deal if we become creative. And if you have the money in your debit card, you could actually ask the bank for a credit card or a credit line so that you can put the down payment with the credit line, and now you have double than what you initially came in with the bank. Now let's say you had to put, let's say, $50,000 down, and instead of you giving your cash as a down payment, you're gonna give your cash as a down payment for a credit card or a credit line. And then now we have $100,000 because the bank is gonna match us with that. And then now we're going to use the bank's money for the mortgage, for the 80%, and the 20% we're gonna pay with the credit line that we got from this bank because we had on our debit card $50,000 or whatever we had in there, and we're gonna match that with a credit line, okay? And usually they give it to us just like that because they can see that we can afford to pay that back. The bankers don't care about your GPA at school. They care about our financial card. We understand how to read financial statements and how to raise capital, how to put a team together, how to control assets, how to control debt, etc. That's what they care about, our language, our lingo. That implies that for only $10,000 to $30,000, we may own a $100,000 piece of real estate. Where else in life can we find such a bargain? Understanding OPM is one indication of financial intelligence, which is something we talk about a lot here. Number two, positive cash flow. Our home can present excellent chances for a monthly profit if it is bought and maintained appropriately. We adore real estate because of this continuous stream of money we get from our investments, which is known as positive cash flow. When we purchase and lease real estate, we will get monthly rent payments and use those funds to cover cost, such the mortgage and any maintenance. Our profit is generated by positive cash flow. We maintain a renter, bought it at a good price, and collected more each month than we spent. It is lovely, isn't it, to have that passive income come in without us working, and the cleaning crew, etc., can be all put in place. Property management company to take care of the payments and so forth, to collect those rents. There's an issue with the property. Everything is set on autopilot. Remember, an asset is a system of systems. It has to make money on its own. Number three, appreciation. We can make two different kinds of money from rental homes. The first is positive cash flow, which we have already covered. The second is appreciation. Appreciation is the term used to describe our profit when we decide to sell our home after its value has increased. Remember, we should always have an exit strategy in place, even though we aren't buying with the intention of selling to make a rapid profit, like the TV show Flippers, who patch up a house and quickly put it back on the market, hoping for a large payday. That's not what we do here. We will do it if the occasion presents itself, but we're going to roll that money over into a bigger deal so that we can deferred taxes, number one, on those capital gains through a 1031 exchange, and then we will have a bigger deal lined up so that we can put that money to work. Essentially, we're treating that money, that payday, that capital gains income, as an expense so that we can minimize taxes legally. But we're in the business to build in passive income. No, we're not flipping, we're not traders. We're building passive income. And it takes having a system of systems. Number four, fewer peaks and valleys. Every time we see the stock market ticker flash by dawn, majority of traders get a little bit of nervous roller coaster ride. Since cash flow and properties are usually long-term investments, they are not impacted by the daily fluctuation in the markets. We know that the economy goes up and down and sideways. However, we focus on preparing for any type of economy because with financial education and strategic plan in place, we will win in any type of market. It may also come as a surprise to us that a down market for real estate can sometimes be the ideal moment to buy, putting us in the unusual position of being enthusiastic while everyone else around us is anxious, panicking, and losing money. Believe us, this is an amazing situation to be in. Number five, benefit of taxes. Low-income housing, historical building, rehabilitation, and some other real estate projects are eligible for tax incentives. Our tax liability is immediately reduced by tax credit. Additionally, we receive an annual deduction for depreciation, which is usually expressed as a percentage of the property's value that we can deduct from our income. Lastly, the profits from the sale of real estate may be deferred forever in many nations, provided the money is used to purchase additional real estate. What a benefit. And that's the 1031 exchange law that I explained earlier, or that I covered a little bit earlier. Number six, less demanding. There's no reason to make a rush decision when it comes to real estate investing. Usually we have enough time to conduct thorough research, examine data, draw comparisons, and ultimately choose the best investment. Thus, be patient and wait for the ideal chance. Remember that then the second most important words are due diligence. And the first most important words are cash flow and business. Drawbacks of investing in real estate. There are a few drawbacks to real estate investing, and we will be negligent to ignore them. Ultimately, we want us to have the whole picture before we start. Number one, lag time. Everything takes time. Offers, counters, inspection, appraisals, and financing. Patience is a virtue because of this. Once we have gone through it once, we will be prepared for similar possibilities in the future. Simply concentrate on each phase separately the first time around and utilize the time in between to further our research to make sure we haven't missed anything crucial and ensure that we are taking action. It's not about being patient and waiting and never doing anything. No, it's about reading the financial statements and making a sound decision. As long as we're going through due diligence, and we may have already a network, and I'll show you how to do that, right? We may do that today as well on our live stream. So whoever is watching after we get done going through the article today, we will probably go to one of the websites like LoopNet, and we'll begin to talk to additional brokers. I mean, Master Investors connected with a lot of different brokers, and we get daily deals on our table that are off the market. And the reason why we get them like that is because I already have done business with those brokers. They already know me, and they rather come to a company or to individuals that will actually take action. So before they dump it in the market, they say, okay, let me see who I have worked with before who might be interested in pulling this through, okay? Because they know we can raise capital. So they'll bring the deal to me via email, and then it's off the market. And the way we do that is by simply reaching out to different brokers online and saying, I'm interested in this property that you have online, and furthering that rapport with them, right? Building that rapport, that relationship, growing it. If you need to maybe just read the financial statements of that property, then great. If it's a good opportunity, maybe look into it. We learn every time we analyze deals. And then continue that communication with those brokers, and then they will begin to send you deals off the market, which are, those are the best deals. Essentially, they are, because they're not, they're usually at the right price. And remember, the price doesn't matter if they give us their, if they give us our terms. So I have a saying when it comes to real estate too: I'll give you the price if you give me my terms. So if you want your price and it's ridiculous high compared to what it should be, I don't fight it. I just tell you, okay, I'll give you these terms. I'll pay you in the next 30 years. And then that way the asset's gonna pay for that, not me. And then it's just better to do it that way. We can do seller financing, right? We allow the landlord, the current owner to give us credit instead of the bank. That's another way we can acquire a property for free. And usually that happens too, because if it's a sound asset and the current owner allows us to do that, that means that they trust on the asset that they will get paid. They just may be retiring from even doing the small things like just overseeing the operation. They just want to be completely off of it. Maybe they just want to cash out. Maybe they just don't feel like dealing with it anymore, right? And we need to be in position by connecting with these brokers every single day. And I'm going to show you how to do that today, okay? So bear with me. And if you like to watch the replay on our live stream, if you're listening to this on a podcast, feel free to go and look for the title of this podcast. It will be on the video, okay? We make it easier for everybody. Number two, not liquid. Real estate is just not something we can get into and out very quickly, which makes it challenging to swiftly turn an asset into income if it's not producing cash flow at the beginning. Recall that we told us that time is on our side in numbers six above. That isn't the case though if we have to sell soon. And number six above was less demanding. There's no reason to make a rush decision when it comes to real estate investing. Usually we have enough time to conduct to research, examine data, draw comparisons. That's what I said. Just be patient and wait, right? So sometimes you may get an opportunity to sell the real estate right then and there, and we're gonna move that money into a bigger asset. So just, we're always ready to analyze the situation and make the best decision to create more passive income ultimately. Number three, challenging or time consuming. Real estate is the second most challenging of the five asset classes. Are after business. Daily property management is required, including dealing with vacancies and unsatisfactory renters. This is another reason we advise starting small. It will need less of our time, and making mistakes on a smaller scale will also be far less costly. After learning the advantage and disadvantages, what comes next? Commencing and executing the initial minor measures, which of them strikes a chord with us. Three popular approaches to begin real estate investment. Number one, rental home for residential use. After we buy a home, we become the prospective tenant's landlord and are in charge of paying the mortgage, taxes, and upkeep, plus maybe a property manager if we want to avoid receiving calls at midnight about malfunctioning appliances. To turn a profit, we should ideally be able to charge more than our monthly expenses. This is the money we make from renting out the property to a good renter. For example, we didn't start there. Start small, and we work our asset column and its companies to control thousands of apartments spread throughout the state. One single family home could be our first sound asset. And if you have an existing home and you have rooms, think about it. Look on Airbnb around your neighborhood to see how much they're charging per room and how much that house, and do the math, because you can see how many people are renting around that area, because it will show you on the calendar of that specific house if it's already occupied, if it's already rented, and just multiply it by 30, however much they're charging per night, and you'll figure out how much you'll get for your house and see if it's going to work, because it may be able to put three times as much or more in your pocket than your mortgage. And then you can get a second home and then still have some money left. And those two homes are being paid by the renters. And then you can repeat the cycle too. So there are many ways we can create passive income. And if you live in a house that is being leased, right? You're leasing it from a landlord. Maybe you can ask him. Maybe he doesn't care about having that as an Airbnb. Yeah, as long as he gets the money that he's asking for every single month and you're creating your passive income, then it's a win-win. He doesn't care. And we have done it like that too. So we don't necessarily have to be the owners of the house. We can use somebody else's house, and if they're charging us XYZ per month, we say, okay, we manage homes on Airbnb. Do you care if we add it on our Airbnb list? And we just maintain it every 3 days, every 4 days. There's a cleaning crew that comes in and make sure everything is clean and in order. And we have 5-star reviews. And so a lot of landlords will say, yeah, no problem, I don't care. Go ahead. And that's what we want. We want to build our asset column with real assets that are producing passive income. And we would recommend us to do the same and always invest in financial education, regardless of how successful we are. Number two, real estate investment trust, or known as REIT. When a corporation or trust employs investors' funds to buy and manage income properties, both residential and commercial, real estate investment trust, REIT, is established like any other stock. REITs are bought and traded on the main exchanges. To maintain its position as an REIT, a company has to distribute 90% of its taxable revenues as dividends, according to Investopedia. By doing this, conventional companies will tax their profits and then have to determine whether to share their after-tax gains as dividends. But REITs avoid paying corporate income tax. REITs have been a well-liked option for income investors since the 1960s, passive income investors, because of their consistent dividends and significant capital growth potential. So if you like something like that, then you can avenue into that. But like I said, it's better to always learn how to raise capital ourselves and do it ourselves. We can start small and eventually we can be the ones pulling in these big deals, right? And so all we need to do is have that connection with the broker, get those deals on our table, and then we can go to a bank and we can attract other investors. Number three, investment groups for real estate. This can be the best choice for us if you want to own rental property but don't want to put in the work of becoming a landlord. A firm will purchase or construct a series of apartment buildings or condos similar to tiny mutual funds for rental properties and then permit investors to purchase them through the company, thereby becoming a member of the group. In return for a portion of the monthly rent, the firm or the organization running the investment group maintains all the units, advertises job openings, conducts tenant interviews, and oversees all unit management. To succeed in real estate investing, start small. But it takes the same amount of energy to start or to do a big deal. Just understand that. But just to get your feet wet, start small, right? And then at least you're controlling the operation, you're calling the shots. That's what we want. We want to get real life experience. We don't want to give our money away to anybody to invest it for us. That's not what we help people to do here at Master Investor. We give you the options. Like I said, there are many ways you can give the money away and make money, but wouldn't you rather actually be the one calling the shots, learning how to build the asset column, and you can repeat that process and you're keeping 100% of the bottom line and you have the option to do whatever you want with that. And no one else is calling the shots with our money, which is the best part. Control. We want control as much as possible. It is time to explain why every great real estate investor we know started very little. Now that we know the advantages and disadvantages of real estate investments, as well as some ways to get started, we are assuming that if we own or invest in real estate, we also started out modest. Errors will occur because there is a lot to learn. Everything is a part of the process. In the beginning, it is much simpler to make mistakes with smaller properties and less money. How little can we put our money down and yet turn a profit? Let's use an investor as an example. The investor lives with the holiness, the Dalai Lama as Buddhist. The investor did not take a vow of poverty because it is not necessary. But the investor did lead a very frugal life. The investor started the journey into money and investments after having an expensive medical crisis that made the investor understand that money does play a significant role in life. The investor's inquiry turned up low-income homes as a rather simple and affordable method to enter the real estate market. These homes are common in many cities throughout the world. These are manufactured or prefabricated homes that are theoretically transportable. The investor, after doing due diligence, one way to create passive income through real estate, discovered that for roughly $3,000, the investor could purchase a used mobile home with a positive cash flow of almost $200 per month. That is really good return on investment. The investor also learned that a mobile house is considered a motor vehicle in certain states where the investor currently resides. It's considered a motor vehicle. The investor skips the entire real estate procedure to obtain the title to the house as it is considered a motor vehicle. The investor just picks up the title by going down to the Department of Motor Vehicles. For the investor, depending on the investor's lifestyle, this is a workable alternative as the investor started to increase the asset column. Therefore, the passive income is growing. That is what gives us true wealth, which translates to total freedom. There we have it. The advantages and disadvantages of real estate investing are obvious as a day. We are wealthy entrepreneurs and inside investors who are establishing our fame and fortune in real estate as long as we can overcome the minor limitations listed above, which are definitely not insurmountable. They just require experience and financial education, which we are doing both here. That sounds like the kind of legacy we want to leave behind, doesn't it? Have total freedom and excess of positive cash flow to fulfill our lifestyle and passions and living through our purpose in life, which is very important. If you enjoyed today's talk, if you have any questions, any feedback, please let me know in the comment sections. We're always receiving our community's feedback and we're creating more content and more people are seeing it because we are interacting and we're asking questions that other people might have as well, and then we're creating this ripple effect of a threat with financial education, right? And that's what we want to have, communication on money, because that's the only way we can attract money. It's not about chasing money, it's about attracting money and learning how to use systems, how to use the tax code and the corporate laws to minimize taxes, to raise capital, to use the bank's money, because we understand that the economy works with printing money and the banks are in the business of lending money. The banks cannot obtain this assets by themselves. They need wealthy entrepreneurs and inside investors like we are that understands how to read financial statements and can put deals together so that we can attract money, because money's always looking. There's an unlimited amount of money looking for new places to work. All we need to do is put financial education in us so that we can speak the right language when it comes to money. There is a business language that we're learning here inside of our community, also in our ebooks. We have a vocabulary. I think the one, How to Build Cash Flow with the Internet, one of the chapters at the end has a full vocabulary on business, but the entire ebooks are full with vocabulary of business. So just by reading our content in these articles, listening to this podcast, we're already improving our financial IQ because our language regarding business is improving. And words are the most powerful tools humans have ever created. They will open doors that no other thing can open. So as long as we can use words to our advantage and we can understand how to put deals together, how the economy works, understand that we are here to build passive income so that we can have freedom, because that's how we create true wealth, is by having assets that are producing passive income. And those assets are system of systems. And some of those assets will be brands that are here forever. Okay, we have turned them into brands and we want to invest in brands and want to acquire businesses. We want to build businesses and acquire businesses that buy more businesses and other investments. That's the holy grail of investing. And we're doing that here inside of our community. We're helping people around the world. So we're very happy to be tapping into new markets. And that is our goal, right? Is to elevate the financial well-being of humanity. And we're doing it. And we're all part of it. So welcome to our community again. I'm very happy that we're here every single day doing a live stream, a podcast, creating content, and bringing awareness in the real ultra wealthy mindset to the market, because it takes a certain mindset to build wealth. If we don't have the context, which is more important than the content, then the person cannot operate to build wealth, period. You have to have the correct framework, belief system, the philosophy of money, how we create money, what is money. Everything that we discuss today and talk about on our content is key to grasp in order to build wealth, because we're essentially given the context of the ultra wealthy. And that is what determines what type of individual we become, whether we are playing on the left side of the right of the cash flow circle, on the right side of the cash flow circle. After all, there are four players in the money game. On the left side, we find the employee and self-employed. Exchange time for money, they work for money, they sell time for a paycheck. They offer a service or a product, and they're usually working hard every single day to get that money. And then they have to pay taxes because the laws are not in their favor. On the right side of the cash flow circle is where wealth is created. And there's about 10% of the population in this side. I would say like 1% really, but 10% let's say. And 90% is on the left side. So 90% of the population is on the left side of the cash flow circle, playing as an employee and self-employed. And then the 10% of the population is on the right side of the cash flow circle, and that's the business owner and the inside investor. And that's what we are building here inside of our community. Okay, we're working to be on the right side of the cash flow circle, because that's where wealth is created. And if you're on the left side of the cash flow circle and you have a high paying job, it doesn't mean that you're wealthy, because you still have to show up for that paycheck. And if you stop working today, let's see how much wealth do you have. How long can you go with your savings without shrinking or cutting expenses? How many years? Would it be even years? Would it be less than a year? Would it be even months? A lot of people can even last 3 months with their savings accounts. And majority of people have a hard time detaching themselves from a paycheck. It's like having some sort of addiction that you can get rid of, because that person is trained to do that every day. And so if they feel the lack of that paycheck and they're not making money in their business, yeah, or something is going on with the business, they panic. And then they go back to finding a high-paying job, which ironically gets on the way to becoming wealthy, more financially free. Because if you are somebody else's business working 8 to 12 hours a day, then you have no time to make money. You're working for money, and yet you still have no time to make money. Because the type of money that you're making, if you're selling your time for money, is earned income. It's taxed at the highest bracket. And if you learn how to invest, then money works for us through sound investing. But we need financial education. And that is exactly what we're doing here every single day at Master Investor. We encourage you that you learn how to invest in your asset column with your companies, whether it's through affiliate partnerships. You don't need to create your products yourself. You can use other people's products and begin to have direct sales coming in every single day by having leads through our sales funnels, okay? Because we're doing marketing, we're sending ads to different marketing channels so that we can get unlimited leads that are targeted leads, targeted marketing, meaning people that are actually want what we are offering. And we're connecting them with our sales pages that we have to create passive income and direct sales, because if we're bringing in 10 sales, let's say per day, and each sale is bringing in $250 or $500, then do the math, right? How much is it gonna be? 500 times 10 sales, $5,000. To create $1 million per year on cash flow is, after all expenses are paid every day, we will have to have 2,750 plus to be over $1 million. It's feasible when you start thinking to use leverage and systems to create passive income and create capital gains income. Bringing you the good and bad news of money, the business principles that work in all economies. Thank you for having me on another great talk. I'll talk to you next time. And if you have any questions, let me know. Stay extraordinary and wealthy. Bye for now.